Good evening. Protests in Belarus. Thousands arrested and a candidate in exile. Kamala Harris makes her first appearance with Joe Biden. Should revolutionaries vote? And an eviction crisis looms in New York. With these and other stories, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the WBAI News for Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. Weighing in on this election is a surprise party. That is the Revolutionary Communist Party, a group that calls for a real revolution in the United States by way of determined nonviolent protest. They've never run a candidate or supported a candidate for president in recent years, but 4 years of Trump has the group convinced Americans should pull out all the stops to get rid of what they call the Trump-Pence regime. The leader of the RCP is Bob Avakian, and he published a statement on August 1st. This is a brief excerpt.
Without placing fundamental reliance on this, using all appropriate means to work for the removal of this regime must include voting against Trump, assuming the election is actually held. To be clear, this means not a protest vote for some candidate who has no chance of winning, but actually voting for the Democratic Party candidate, Biden, in order to effectively vote against Trump. This is not because Biden and the Democratic Party in general have suddenly become something other than what they are, representatives and instruments of this exploitative, oppressive, and literally murderous system of capitalism imperialism.
The leader of the RCP, Bob Avakian. The host of the RCP-oriented Revolution Nothing Less show is Andy Z. He says the stakes are too high not to use every nonviolent means available.
It's not a flat-out call for voting for Joe Biden. This is a very sharp statement on how, in this period, there is a tremendous existential danger for humanity, and that everyone has to recognize that right now. You know, it begins very early. He says, right now, for everyone who's concerned with ending injustice and oppression and with the question of whether humanity will have a future worth living or will have a future at all, removing the Trump-Pence fascist regime from power is an immediate and urgent and truly historic imperative. And then there are several sections of this that go into that this is a fascist regime, and that has real meaning. That has real meaning for the lives of millions of people, billions of people, even around the world. And in that context, if there is an election, people have to be mobilized to take every available nonviolent means of protest to drive this regime from power. And that if there isn't that nonviolent massive movement on a scale equal to and beyond what we saw in the last 65 days since the murder of George Floyd, then just relying on voting will be disastrous. Voting is set in this statement in the context of a mass movement to drive out the Trump-Pence fascist regime. Every struggle for social justice, for environmental justice, for Black lives, for Latino lives, for LGBTQ lives, women's lives, every struggle has a tremendous objective interest in seeing this regime removed from power. And no, it is not that we can, Biden would be better because we can pressure him to give us the reforms we need. No, that's not the question at all.
I've gone across America back and forth, and what I see among most of the Trump supporters outside of like the Proud Boys, which are everywhere, I know, and the skinheads, what I really see are a bunch of sort of sad elderly people grasping onto this thing around Trump.
Paul, here's what you're overlooking. You're overlooking that there is a real army, that there's those are forces that they brought to Portland and to Seattle, the special BORTOC division of the Homeland Security Border Patrol. These people interpenetrate with these movements, and they are way up in the military. It's true that some of the people at the top of the military are very panicked about what Trump has done and the major change he's making. And this should be an indication, not that the good generals are going to be on our side, but it should tell you how serious it is.
How does voting play into this? Because that's what we're talking about today.
Voting plays into it if there is an election, that we need to take every available means to issue a resounding defeat with a mass movement. if there's a resounding defeat and he declares it's illegitimate, then that mass movement will be able to bring in more people from the middle. It will have international legitimacy. We have to recognize that. I'm not talking about getting 10,000 votes from the left on here. That's not the point. The point, although they should vote, but in this election, for the reason I'm saying, but they should more importantly and more fundamentally be out in the streets. And in that context, voting for the Democratic candidate who has a chance of defeating Trump matters. This is not the, you know, and that's why in this election, not in every election, Bush was very bad. We didn't vote in that election because they really were both were worse. But this is there is a qualitative change in the form of rule that this regime represents. And they have told you this. Steve Bannon has told you. Rudy Giuliani has told you. Barr has told you. I don't know how many times people have to be told before they actually say, well, actually, there's something here. And it's not just Trump with his narcissistic personality disorder. That's the perfect person, as it turned out, in a place like America to bring about a fascist America wrapped in the American flag, wrapped in a lot of know-nothingism and all this kind of stuff. So people should be clear. This is an open white supremacist, and you haven't seen nothing yet.
Andy Z is the host of the Revolution Nothing Less show, available on YouTube. And you're listening to the news on WBAI New York. I'm Paul DiRienzo. In local news.